start the regular council meeting, April 18th, 7 o'clock. Board of Review. Call the order of the Board of Review. Roll call.
Councilmember DeVries?
Here.
Harris? Or, boy, that one's got, sorry about that. We got Hughes on there, so. Wingy?
Here.
Benson?
Present.
We have a quorum.
I'd like to introduce a couple of gentlemen from the County Assessor's Office, Tedman Anderson and John Hema. Welcome. If there are any citizens who wish to address the Assessor's Office, I see none.
Do you guys have anything to say?
Yeah, I'll just give a quick little report. I had no calls this year.
And that's a good thing, right?
Yes. Yep. Yes. We had 15 sales for a sales study. 9 of them were qualified for the sales study. And our median ratio for those sales was 94.8%. Cone shoots were around 95%. We're required to be between 90 and 105% for estimated market value. And then the sales period for the 24 value notice is October 1st of 2022 through September 30th of 2023. And the median sales price was $312,500, which was a slight increase from last year, about 1.36%. Countywide, the median value was $350,000. And that was a very slight increase of like 3.6%.
You're not that far off.
So the median days on market for the sales was 15. And the last thing is our quintile, which is when we come around every 5 years. The area of Columbia, or Circle Pines, sorry, Lexington this year. I went through all the cities I have. it'll be the area from Lovell up to Edgewood, in between Hanlon and Lexington, and then Dunlop and Jackson, south of Lake Drive here.
When will you do Centerwood Road?
Do when?
Centerwood Road.
That was last year.
Oh.
Yeah. So that'll be another 4 years down the road. And if you have, hopefully you guys have the assessor's report.
Yes, they do.
Page 7 has a map of a 5-year plan.
Oh.
Any questions at all?
No, I don't think so.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ted.
Yep.
I'd like to make a motion to close or get a vote on closing the Board of Review.
We have one. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Do you want me to speak?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Commercial.
No. Oh, the commercial side, yeah.
Yeah. So this year, particularly for Lexington, things were flat, which is good for our office, and I think for residents, they're relieved to have things slowing down and for business owners. So for apartments, there was an increase of 0.8%, commercial went down 1.8%, industrial went up 1.95%. This is compared to at least, 2 to 3 years of at least double-digit increases. So things have started to slow down. Warehouses tend to be the property type in this county and really countrywide that are still kind of have momentum going for that type of property. Particularly older warehouses that are under like 50,000 square feet, because that's not what tends to be built anymore, and there are smaller businesses. I could go on and on about it. I've just been reading a lot of articles about, you know, kind of what's going on and what people are predicting in, you know, commercial, industrial, because we've had a lot of very upset people the last couple of years that we've been dealing with. So that's a little insight into that.
On the commercial side, right?
Yeah, commercial and
sure.
industrial apartments, but particularly for industrial.
Yeah.
That's just been
that's what I had a question
sure.
here.
Sure.
What do we have industrial in Lexington? Classified.
Yeah, there's not much.
Place by our house.
Huh?
Probably
place
the,
by our
the
house.
Meat house, Circle Pine sausage house, maybe.
So for industrial, let's see here.
Like CNM or H&M?
It's not split out for commercial or industrial. There's 48 total commercial industrial parcels
okay.
in Lexington. And there were only two sales of any of those property types, commercial, industrial, or apartment, Mexican restaurant at 4115 Woodland. And the other one was just right up a few properties. And it was three parcels, two that are vacant land, and one that has, it's the chiropractic office that has kind of a warehouse on the back of it, just right over here. Those were the only two commercial industrial apartment sales in the last year for Lexington.
Got it.
So what's classified as like the old Cook's building? Is that classified as industrial or?
No, these are commercial. Well, or the restaurant is commercial.
I know, but it isn't. It wasn't a restaurant. It was an auto body shop.
Okay.
And now it's a carpet.
Okay. I'm not sure exactly which building you're talking about.
It's right next to Cowboys.
Okay.
Yeah, you're talking about two different things. You're talking about Cook's and you're talking about Pancho's. Right. 4115.
Right.
The restaurant. Yes. Yeah.
Pancho's.
Yeah, I'm talking the other end of town.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, it used to be an auto body shop. It's right next to the sausage factory or sausage.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I need like a map to hone in on exactly what you're talking about, and I cover the entire county. I don't just cover Lexington.
No, I understand that.
But yeah, the other property other than that restaurant is the chiropractic office right here, and it's sold with two vacant lots that are waiting on Woodlawn or Woodland.
Cook's is the building that had several rental units in it as well, right?
Correct.
Yep. Yep.
Any questions?
You want to read it?
Oh, yeah. Actually, I do need to do that. Okay. So I have a couple of emails from, the Maytag laundromat that's just right over by Lexington Lofts. The owner called in today and he wants to work with our office on his value, so he's going to appeal to the county board. And then also the owners of both Lexington Loft buildings at 9001 and 9000 Griggs are also going to work with our office. We got all of these appeals this week. So we have, for Lexington Lofts, we're going to inspect. This will be the first time we've been inside the buildings since they've been complete. So we have that set up for next Thursday, the 25th. And I am still in the process of setting up a site visit for the Maytag laundromat. But so I have parcels that I can read into the minutes. Otherwise, I can also give you the print-off of it. I don't know how this typically works.
So does the council need to take action on that?
No, these would basically be the taxpayer saying that they want to appeal to the county.
Just give me a copy of that, and I'll put that in the minutes.
Okay, so these are the emails.
Okay.
And then I can read the parcel numbers.
Yep.
And the parcels, just because Lexington Lofts, the one building, has five attached to it, or four. Did you want me to
go for it. Yep, go for it.
Yeah, if you want to just read the parcel
number. Read it in, yep.
Is that just so it's...
Yeah, so, well, it's just going to be a bunch of numbers.
Yeah.
Yep.
So the Maytag, it's owned by RFD Incorporated, and the parcel number is 3531230012. We have the Lexington Lofts. Let's see. Of course, I have to put the address on it, but this is the 9000. I believe this is the 9000 building. On one parcel, so it's 3531230049. And then the 9001 building has four parcels in it, so the main parcel is 3531231108. And the next main parcel is 3531211078. And then there are two that they're basically just surface parking lots, and those pins are 3531231100070 and 3531231001. And that's it for the pins.
So now the appeal goes to the county board of review, right? Is that?
Well, so they're going to work with us the same as,
yep,
as it would be if they were going to appear here tonight. But if we can't come to an agreement, then they still have the option to go to the county
okay.
board and appeal.
Got it.
Okay.
Any other questions?
No, not for me.
Thank you. Thank you both.
Thanks, John and Ted.
Okay, we'll close the board of review. All in favor?
Wait a minute. Go back to the motion in a second. I apologize. I didn't get that. Was it?
I don't think we have one.
So the vice mayor made a motion, I think, right?
To close the board of review?
Yep.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. At 7...
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
7:13? No, what is that? 7:12. Okay.
Going to our regular council meeting. We've already done the Pledge of Allegiance. I think we're good on that.
Yep.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember DeVries.
Here.
Vice Mayor Harris.
Here.
Wingy.
Here.
Benson.
Present.
We have a quorum.
There are no one in the audience for the citizens forum, so we'll move on to number 4, approval of agenda with changes and corrections.
And you want to take that Blaine closed session off, right? Yes, sir.
I'd like to make a motion to remove the Blaine water from the closed session.
All you have to do is strike that and then approve the agenda with changes.
Yeah, I think they understood.
Okay.
Yep.
All in favor?
I'll reflect it in the minutes. How's that?
All in favor of the amendment?
Yeah, I have a second. I'll second it.
Agrees. Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Moving on to letters and communications. Anyone have any comments on pages 1 through 31?
Nope.
Okay. Consent agenda.
I'll make a motion.
Do you have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, moving on to action items. Action item A, recommendation to approve hiring Dale Zienert. If I'm not pronouncing that correctly, to the public works seasonal part-time position at $18 per hour. That didn't take long.
We got lucky, I tell you. With the hiring environment right now, it's pretty scarce. Pretty scarce.
Motion.
Is he local?
No, he's not.
Okay.
I'll second.
We just call the vote now.
Okay, yep. Call the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Moving on to letter B, recommendation to approve hiring Joe Baudet to the Public Works permanent part-time position at $18.76 an hour.
Yeah. I'll make the motion.
Second.
We did.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, moving on to letter C, recommendation to approve new business license application for Top Dog Cleaning Crew, LLC, pending successful background check.
And background checks were good.
Okay.
This is the one going in Cook's?
Yep.
I'll make a motion.
No, second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? And letter D, Park Board recommendation to fill Park Board vacancy with Amanda Baubies, pending successful background check.
And her background check was good, too.
Okay. I would like to move this to the next meeting. Table it.
So your motion is to table it?
Yep.
I'll make a second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It will be moved to the next meeting. Mayor and council input.
I have nothing.
Mayor and council input.
I have nothing.
Anything, Bobby?
All's well in Lexington.
Again.
As usual. So I will be an advocate for my neighbor again across the street. There's no grass growing on the corner where the fire hydrant was replaced. In other corners, there's grass growing already. So I don't know if seed wasn't put down or it washed away. The ground is still really lumpy, like it wasn't smoothed out like other corners. So if somebody could take a look at that, that would be great.
Yeah. The guys are, they know that they've got to go back. Okay. You just got to give it time. It's still April yet, and so just be, tell your neighbor, you just got to be patient with us.
Yeah. I just drive by it. I'm on council, so I'm just being that. But other than that, I have nothing.
No, me either.
Okay. Bill?
I don't have anything, Vice Mayor.
Okay. Okay, so do we have a motion to go into closed session?
Kurt's got to read that first.
Okay. All right. Thank you. This portion of the meeting is closed pursuant to Minnesota Statute Section 13B.05, Subdivision 3B, and is permitted by the attorney-client privilege to discuss legal aspects surrounding personnel matters under that are in litigation. Thank you.
I'll make a motion. Session.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. We are in closed session.
At 7:17.